do for companies to say, you want to work here, you've been with us for 34 years, but you're not going to be able to work here if you don't get vaccinated?
You know, that's going to be an interesting court case. I do not believe that there's been any kind of ruling on that yet, but it's similar to if a corporation says, hey, if you smoke, you know, we're not going to let you work here. Or if you're a crackhead, you can't work here, and we're going to drug test you on a regular basis. It's a private business, and they can set their own rules as long as it's not discriminatory based on race or creed or color and that sort of thing. So I do think that the private corporations are going to have a little bit more flexibility on that. What bothers me, though, Kevin, is that these corporations aren't doing this on their own. They're doing this with a gun pointed at their heads by our government that is basically saying, if you don't force your employees to get vaccinated, then there could be hell to pay from us, from the government or from Governor Sisolak. And we all know, anybody who's a sentient human being knows that the Las Vegas Raiders didn't put this vaccine mandate in place on their own. Clearly, they were coerced into doing that by the governor's office, with whatever power that the governor has to control different aspects of the Raiders outfit and other employers, not just the Raiders, but that was the most prominent last week. And the coercion that's going on with the government to get people vaccinated, to force people to wear masks and all that stuff, that's what my problem is. These businesses, let them make these decisions on their own. Individuals, let them make these decisions on their own, and keep the government out of it. That's the way we should be doing it. That's the way Kristi Noem, governor in South Dakota, has done it since day one, and I wish more states would have followed her lead.
And by the way, just for the record, I've been looking, and I haven't seen anybody else in the National Football League rushing to embrace this this Raiders policy. Right now, at least last time I checked, they were the only one in the National Football League to do this. Major League Baseball hasn't done it. NHL hasn't done it yet. Nobody else has done it. The Raiders are out there all by their lonesome selves. More coming up with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 3:30 as we check out our traffic cams right now, and there is a multi-vehicle crash. It's partially blocking the right lane there, 515 northbound at Charleston. About five vehicles there, and there's a sound wall next to that, so it's very tight as people try to squeeze through there. 515 north at Charleston. Also, slow flows on the 15 both directions, northbound at Flamingo, south at Owens. You're struggling along at about 40 miles per hour there on the freeway. It's a bottleneck downtown, too. Only two lanes available, 515 eastbound at Main Street, 515 westbound at Eastern. And we're also getting some backups on that transition lane, those leaving 15 north, merging to 515 eastbound.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Another former Raider could be headed to the Pro Football Hall of Fame as Cliff Branch has been chosen as the senior finalist, and he is going to be voted upon moving forward to see whether or not he gets in. More often than not, if you get chosen as the senior finalist, you get in. Dick Vermeil, he was chosen as the coach finalist. For Branch, he was drafted by the Raiders in 1972, played with them through 1986, winning three Super Bowl rings. He was a three-time first-team All-Pro, and he led the league in receiving yards in 1974. Las Vegas Aces basketball, they lose to Connecticut yesterday 76-62, back at it tomorrow when they play Atlanta on the road. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the world is throwing everything it has at you, and to succeed, you need someone to guide you through. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech advice to help you navigate whatever challenges you're up against and get you safely to where you want to be. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL and do more with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin Wall with you until 6 o'clock. Joining us, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. It's always good to have him on Wednesday on Hump Day. I want to ask you, because the president, the former president, Donald J. Trump, spoke back in the 21st in Alabama. He actually got booed when he said that people should get the vaccine. And I guess the question is, does he still hold sway over these 70, almost 80 million voters that voted for Donald J. Trump? Are they staying in the fold?
Oh, gosh, yeah. All you had to do was look at the aerial shot of how many people showed up. Most presidents can't draw a crowd like that. This is an ex-president that drew a boisterous crowd. Now, I didn't see and didn't. This is the first I've even heard that he got booed about getting the vaccine. But a couple of things about that. One, people love Donald Trump. The Trump supporters love Donald Trump, and they're going to support him. It doesn't mean they necessarily support everything about President Trump. And we've seen where he, for political reasons, let me give you a perfect example, Kevin. Dean Heller, here in Nevada, former U.S. Senator, was a never-Trumper. Opposed Trump in 2016 before the election. Then, out of political necessity, he needed Heller's vote to keep control of the Senate, I guess, and they came to an uneasy détente, I guess you would call it, where the president said he supported Dean Heller and urged people to vote for him. Well, the voters of Nevada, even though the president said, yeah, I'm supporting Dean Heller now and I think you should vote for him, they weren't fooled by that. They knew that this was just a political calculation, and the hardcore Trump supporters who were still ticked off at Dean Heller for not supporting Donald Trump in 2016 didn't vote for him. And I think the same thing is what you're seeing with the vaccine. They know that the president has to say this. Politically, he has to say, go get the vaccine. And the ones who aren't going to get it and don't believe the government and don't trust the CDC and they don't trust Fauci, yeah, I'm sure they probably did boo, at that. But it doesn't reflect on Donald Trump personally. It's just the whole idea of the vaccine, because there's so many skeptics within the Trump world about the CDC and Anthony Fauci.
So if the president, the former president, is going to be out on the stump, out talking to people in places like Alabama and Ohio and Florida, what will his role be in both 22 and maybe again in 24? Do you honestly think he would run for president again?
I honestly do think that. I'm more persuaded that that's going to happen now than I was even a week ago. I've heard from some good solid sources that he intends to run in 2024. Now, we haven't heard that directly from Donald Trump's mouth, but not publicly anyway. But there are some people who believe that, yeah, he's going to go again in 2024, and it wouldn't surprise me at all. And if he does, I'm hard-pressed to come up with a name of anyone who could challenge him in a Republican primary and beat him and take the nomination away from him in 2024.
Not even Ron DeSantis? Florida governor?
No, I don't think that Ron DeSantis could beat Donald Trump. More importantly, I don't think Ron DeSantis would run against Donald Trump. I think it's more likely that you would see Ron DeSantis as Donald Trump's running mate in 2024 than anything else.
Again, joining us, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach and the author of Muth's Truths. You touched on the CDC. That was going to be my last question today, and that is now that we know that FDC government has finally given its approval, permanent approval to the vaccine. Does that mean people are going to be rushing to the Walgreens and CVS to be able to do that?
Nope, ain't going to happen. Look, the CDC's already destroyed its own credibility. Anthony Fauci didn't help that along at all in his flip-flops. And so what you're seeing now is people who are already vaccine hesitant are going to look at the FDA's announcement that they're giving it's no longer just emergency, it's final approval, and they're saying, well, wait a minute, this thing's only been out there for, 7, 8, 9 months. How in the heck can you possibly say that it's absolutely safe and you know what all the potential side effects could be when you've got drugs that have been on the market for years before serious problems were showing up? Nobody's going to believe that this vaccine, anyone who's already hesitant is going to believe that simply because the FDA said, yep, we give it our stamp of approval, that they're going to now suddenly say, oh, okay, we're going to take your word for it and we're going to go out and get it. It's just not going to happen.
If folks want to find out more about what you're up to, if they want to get Muth's Truths on a regular basis, how do they go about doing it?
They can either meet you and I at the piano bar at Ichabod's, and I'll sign them up there, or go to freenewsletterfromchuck.com. Freenewsletterfromchuck.com.
Chuck, always good, man. Thanks so much. Always enjoy it. We'll do it again next Wednesday.
You got it, Kevin. Have a great week.
There you go. And my apologies to the FDA and the CDC. I had a mixed metaphor deal going. Sorry about that. As we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontline to Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
The legislative session was a predictable mess for those of us who believe in free markets, limited and accountable governments, and individual liberty. However, understanding which lawmakers voted for what bills, well, that's just the beginning of being able to hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. What took place in Carson City during the session goes far beyond just the votes that they cast. Nevada Policy's legislative report card is your complete guide to what happened behind the scenes of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Not only is each lawmaker graded on their actions in key policy areas, but we break down exactly how the process unfolded throughout the session. That includes the backroom deals, the trade-offs, and the political nonsense behind every key piece of legislation. Go to nevadapolicy.org/report card and sign up to be the first to receive our 2021 legislative report card when it comes out this summer. That's nevadapolicy.org/report card. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
If anybody needs a superhero on their side, it's children with cancer. Join us for the Candlelighters Childhood Cancer Foundation of Nevada's Superhero 5K on Saturday, September 18th. Sign up to be part of a powerful 5K fundraising force supporting children and families in Southern Nevada who are battling cancer. The Candlelighters Superhero 5K is in person on September 18th at Mountain's Edge Exploration Peak Park with a virtual race option starting September 13th. Register today at candlelightersnv.org.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Many of you have heard me many times on this show just in the last year talking about Congressman Jim Jordan, who I think is going to be a vice presidential candidate, maybe a presidential candidate at some point in the near future. Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio, he has been, I think, a patriot. He has been, well, he's my hero. And last night, he was on cable news opposing H.R. 4. Now, H.R. 4 got passed the other day in the House of Representatives. They spent a day and they did like four things, and they're all bad for America. But they don't care. They don't really care. But this was Jim Jordan last night from Ohio opposing H.R. 4, the Voting Rights Act that ends up essentially it federalizes elections that are of their nature local elections. This was Jim Jordan last night.
Mr. Jordan, the Voting Rights Act is permanent law. It doesn't expire. Okay. You touched on this, but is there any credible record of substantial and sustained voter suppression going on in the country right now that you're aware of?
Mr. Ranking Member, I would argue just the opposite. We're seeing more participation than we've ever seen before. I think we had 153 million.
It's the highest turnout in 120 years.
Ever. Numbers wise, percentage wise, it was getting close as well. So yeah, I mean, people are. The chairman mentioned we need to protect our democracy. I would just ask a simple question: is it undemocratic to require an ID to vote? I don't think so. I mean, several states do it. This bill would make it harder for states to enact a photo ID requirement when you vote. And some people read it as making it for current states that already have a photo ID requirement, that they'd have to go check with the Justice Department to make sure that's still okay, even though that's been the pattern in practice in the law in their respective state. So, no, I think it's a great point. You're seeing record turnouts, increased turnout in the African-American community, increased turnout, Hispanic-American community, increased turnout for all Americans in our elections, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, I would actually tell you, as an old pollster, it's one of the big challenges for pollsters is that the participation has been going up, so the old models in terms of trying to predict an election are getting a lot tougher to get right. And pollsters of both parties have had that problem. Does current law protect Americans from voter discrimination? Is the law pretty clear?
It's very clear. And frankly, that's what we want. If you got something happening that's diminishing in any way someone's ability to go vote, you want people who are doing that, you want them held accountable, and the law certainly does that, and that's a good thing.
And under current law, if an individual voter feels discriminated against, can he or she bring suit?
Sure can.
And under current law, if the Department of Justice feels as if some gross violation of rights, can they bring suit against discriminatory laws?
Sure can.
So, you know, given that, in your view, what's the purpose of the legislation that we're looking at?
I think it's to go after states who are trying to shore up voter registration lists and make sure that people who haven't voted in, you know, whatever length of time or aren't supposed to be on the voter list, who have passed away or whatever, make sure that the voter registration list is accurate, and states that want to have a photo ID so that we know that, like in our state, you have, when you go to vote, you have to do a signature match and you have to show a photo ID. There are two Republicans, two Democrats sitting in every single polling station, including Mad River Township B, where I vote, out in the country in Champaign County. It's a good system. That's what we want, and I think it's going to make it tougher for those kind of common sense practices that 81% of the country support to be enacted and put in place. We saw what happened when certain states tried to reform and upgrade their election law. The attack from the mainstream press and from so many Democrats, that's unfortunate. But look, we want everyone who wants to vote to be able to vote. We just want it done in a fair way.
Which I think is reasonable. But the Democrats are not being reasonable about this. I do have good news that I have checked with my sources up on Capitol Hill, and they say that the Senate may not even take up H.R. 4. They may take it up, but it won't have 60 votes, and it will die. But they'll get a show vote. You know, everybody's going to have to, vote, you know, yay or nay, and there won't be 60 votes for taking up this bill. So it will die in the United States Senate. That, ladies and gentlemen, is very welcome news. Now, one of the things that caught my eye last night, Congressman Michael Waltz of Pennsylvania was on with Shannon Bream. And in fact, let's go to cut four real quick. We'll try and squeeze this in. Michael Waltz is a guy with military experience, and I want you to hear how he described what's going on in Afghanistan. The policy, according to Congressman Michael Waltz, simply will not work.
Congressman Waltz, you have been there, you have served there. We're hearing from across the political spectrum people saying there is no way they think it's possible we're going to get everybody out, Americans, much less those who assisted us as well. How worried are you that we get to August 31st, the president doesn't budge, and essentially, we have thousands of people in that country who could potentially be considered hostages?
Yeah, Shannon, we were all, the entire House, in a briefing today with the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, Director of National Intelligence, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And the frustration was palpable, both sides of the aisle, that we cannot leave Americans behind. We are the United States. And we do not leave American citizens behind. This deadline is nuts, frankly, and it's arbitrary and it's made up. So this isn't a political issue. We have congressional offices that are acting like operations centers, making phone calls to airport managers, helping people get through Taliban checkpoints, and we're having to work around the bureaucracy and the incompetence of this White House, State Department, and Pentagon in some cases. So the frustration is through the roof. And one thing that came out of that briefing today was clear, was that it's not a matter of if, but when Al-Qaeda comes roaring back. And as we head into the 20th anniversary of 9/11, that is unacceptable. America is less safe because of this decision.
He's right. And my guess is, you know, they're talking now about ISIS-K and how they are making threats to people in and around the airport. We don't know how determined they are. We don't know how large a group they are, but they are at odds. And if anything, they may end up battling the Taliban for control of that country. I mean, there may be a civil war inside a civil war that we don't know about. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. Repairsmith.com, code RADIO.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday, this hump day. Big show coming up. Paul Enos will join us. He is the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. There are problems all across America and here in Nevada relative to our, I guess what you could call the supply chain. There's also problems with driver recruitment. Companies, for instance, when I listen to Sirius XM and I listen, every other commercial they run is for some trucking company that needs drivers. And it seems like the need for drivers is never ending. And it begs the question of what is going on out there and why are companies like Walmart and UPS and Amazon? Why are they constantly recruiting for drivers? And I don't know the answer to that. This is one of these deals where I don't know the answer to that question. But I will say this. It seems as if I were telling a 22-year-old son looking to find his way in the world, and Dad, what should I do? I would tell him. The trucking industry,